Motherfuckers, so we back, and we back with a special motherfucking show. This is it.
This the motherfucking finals edition,
finals preview edition. And I know it's kind of late, last minute, but we just had to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to be on record for being right before the fucking shit even starts.
Yep. Who you got?
Who I got?
Who you got?
In my heart, and who I know is going to win.
No. When we bet these juice boxes.
Okay, so then if we bet in juice boxes, you already know who I got, because it's going to have to be the opposite of who you got.
Okay, all right, that's what I'm saying. Well, F your team.
Well, no, that's not my team. Fuck your team.
F your team.
Welcome back, everybody. It's another edition, if you didn't already know, of the F your team podcast. It's your boy, Jamie Mack.
And your boy, Jay Penn.
And hey, and listen, man, we about to watch this. We over here chilling in the lab, right? We got the game ready. We got the pregame festivities ready. We getting it ready for the game, man. The finals is here. It's about fucking time. We had to settle through all that weak-ass playoffs.
Hell of a long layoff.
I mean, damn. I don't know what the NBA going to do, but if they do, don't do something. This better be some good-ass finals.
It better be, man. You know what I mean? Like, everybody want to see it go seven, but I just don't see that.
Me neither.
I don't see
it going seven either.
Dubs and six.
So, in Cleveland.
Yeah, they don't want us to win in Oakland.
So, y'all finna make it smell like the visitor room smell like champagne again?
We about to have it like champagne again.
Make it smell like the champagne.
Yeah. Motherfuckers pissed us off after all that little punk ass shit they did last time.
They did do a lot of punk ass shit, but what y'all gonna do about it?
That's what I'm about to say with you. We gonna punch these niggas in the mouth.
They had.
Don't come to our city with that bullshit. Then Richard Jefferson come in talking shit because the dude on the
TSA?
Yeah, the TSA dude was talking shit, talking about Warriors. He's like, see, y'all need to be more humble. Nigga, shut your old ass mouth. We about to beat your ass.
Tristan Thompson said he should have body slammed him.
Yeah, Tristan Thompson fucking just got Khloe Kardashian pregnant. He better worry about that.
Ooh.
Worry about that. That's why I know they ain't gonna win.
Is that an L or a W?
That's a motherfucking L.
I mean, but you hold up. You just married into like...
I mean, it seemed like they got some good, you know what I mean?
No, I don't know about the
whole family.
I'm talking about the money.
He got his own money.
Nah, but then he got their money.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think he got that kind of money.
Man, he just signed $100 million.
80. It was 80.
And he had at least 20 before then.
I think.
And they won championship.
I think Kim got 80 by herself.
How much does Khloe?
I don't know. I don't know what Khloe got.
She got good pussy.
I don't know what Khloe got. I don't know if Khloe got all that, man. Anyways, listen, we're not going to talk about that bitch, but this is what we talk about. I got Cleveland at six. Mm-hmm. And this is the thing, right? I mean, so state your facts, man. I mean, I know it's in your heart. I know you got, you know, warrior blood running through your veins and shit. So that's why it's guaranteed for y'all to win in six. You got this chest sandwich, chest type shit going on.
Okay, I'll give you one. You give me one.
Okay, let's go.
We got too much offense.
Wrong. No, you guys defense. Do not. No, you guys don't play defense.
We don't?
No, not Steph don't. That's the problem.
Steph plays good team defense.
Okay,
yes,
so we're going to see what...
Yes,
okay.
He does. Yes, he does.
Here we go.
He don't lead the league in steals for nothing.
That don't mean nothing.
I mean, if you're in the passing lanes, it do. You know, okay, you check just us like out. They play good team defense.
Check us out. He also probably get burnt a lot, too, and he's taking chances. So this is what I say. This is what's going to happen. You heard it here first. They going to pick and roll Steph to death. With LeBron and whoever the fuck Steph got. And then it's a wrap.
So basically, LeBron's gonna have to hit the. So basically, it all depends on LeBron hitting his jump shot.
No, because once LeBron pick and roll with Steph, then either he could do whatever he wants with Steph.
I think we'll be okay.
Okay.
I think we'll be okay.
Okay.
So who's gonna stop us offensively?
Who's KD? LeBron. Steph? Okay, so let me start one at a time. Who's going to stop KD? I think LeBron can check him.
I don't think he's going to stop him.
I didn't say, now see, that's the word.
He may get him stopped from getting 40.
You the one that said stop. Yeah. I'm not going to say stop.
So again, so unless you're going to shut him or Steph down or Clay, they can't win.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You should know better than anybody because Andre Iguodala won an MVP for holding LeBron to damn near a triple-double.
Yeah, but come on, man. Again, when you have the ball 70 possessions of the game, motherfucker, you should get 10 assists. When you got the ball 70 possessions of one game, just like Russell Westbrook this year. When you have the ball 70 possessions, if you don't get 10 assists, something wrong.
My whole point is...
what was the shooting
percentage? My point is that you're talking about defense. So you don't have to talk about shutting someone down. I'm not talking about shutting someone down to be effective.
So it's a better.
I think that he can guard KD and be effective enough.
So
is
you
my
think
point.
So as a team defense, you think their team defense is better than them?
I'm not saying that. We're just talking.
So because you know, the basketball ain't gonna be played individually.
It's gonna be played individually. It's gonna be broken down.
It's still gonna be rotations, and we still have Draymond Green. You know what I mean?
I think Draymond is going to have his fucking hands full. He talking all that shit. I think Kevin Love got something for his ass.
I ain't worried. He punked Kevin Love.
Is that right?
He does. He punks Kevin Love.
Okay.
I got
a juice box. You know what I'm saying? I got 20 juice boxes that Kevin Love have better series than Draymond.
Oh, I definitely got 20 juice boxes.
There it is, right there. That's the first one.
That's the first one.
Put it on the board.
Yes.
Telling you. Hey, all I know is that. Next up, I think that's going to be the problem is that defensively, it all comes down to, I think Kyrie is better defensively than Steph.
I don't.
You don't?
I don't. That ain't going to play no defense. Let's keep it real.
I don't know. See, how I see this is I think
what
Kyrie...
What happens is he gets a lot of help. But like you say, it's a reason why when LeBron's not playing, they don't win.
This is what I see. Kyrie looks at Steph, and he's like, you know, dude, you ain't...
I was you before you were supposed to...
I am you.
Yeah, I was supposed to be that...
I'm still you right now.
That spotlight.
What the hell? What are you that I'm not? What are you, I got a three-point title.
Healthy.
I got the J. Healthy. I got the handles.
Healthy long.
Is that what this is? Is that what it's about?
I mean, last year's only season Kyrie... This year's only season he's been healthy. He wasn't even healthy all last season.
And this is the thing, too. I think Kyrie coming for his MVP. He knows he should have been MVP last year. Mm-hmm. And he didn't get it. Somebody got some explaining to do this year on why he feel like you're going to have to tell me how I ain't get MVP this year.
I think Steph feels the same way.
Steph didn't have an MVP type series last year.
But I'm talking about he's going to win the MVP this thing. I think Steph thinks everybody with all that talk and all that shit that happened, I think he's going for the MVP this final. Because everybody keep talking, well, he won the regular season MVP. He ain't never won the finals MVP. He don't show up. I think everybody talking about KD. I think Steph's going to be that nigga.
Okay. The only way that's possible this year, right? Because it definitely wasn't possible last year with Harrison Barnes, because you could just basically not cover Harrison Barnes.
What the fuck happened to him that series? Like, I just couldn't. But the whole playoffs. Like, what the fuck just happened to you, dog?
Right.
What the fuck happened? You got all of a sudden like Chuck Knoblauch disease.
what was that movie, man, that you made me just think of, man? When he was like, "What happened to you, baby? You were so beautiful. You was used to be beautiful, man." Was that the fucking Mac? I don't know. I don't know. But anyways, I just think that I think that he is not. When I say he, Steph is not. Okay, you can't do him like you did last year, I should say, because of Durant. With Harrison Barnes out there, they wasn't really tripping. Yeah. You know what I mean? They knew that they could slack off of him and do whatever, you know what I'm saying? Cater towards. Right. Yeah.
How do you help, man?
Well, Clay is the dude, right? Clay has got to be Clay.
Yeah.
Clay can't be,
yeah.
I'm just going to play around and just do whatever. Clay got to be Clay.
Clay got to be Clay.
And if Klay's not,
if he's open like that, I think Klay will be Klay. If they're going double off or try to help, Draymond Green's gonna have to keep hitting trays too the same way. He's gonna have to keep hitting his open trays. Like I say, it's just gonna be a team. We're just gonna have to play our ball like we normally play, but they're gonna have to hit shots.
No, yeah, I think though their liability is their bench, because all the guys that the Cleveland Cavaliers is their bench because they got Korver and they got
Williams.
They got Williams and then
the
they
dude
got,
who they got I like.
What's the big dude that shoot threes?
And I'm thinking probably the same dude that I'm thinking of too.
I can't even think. I knew his name earlier today. But anyways, but all of them cats, none of them play defense.
Yeah, Shannon Fry too.
Shannon Fry, that's what
they got. That other dude who they got him and they stopped playing him as much. But he, when they got him, he was balling. I cannot think of that guy's name.
Nah, is he a big dude?
He is a big dude, but he played like the four, like the stretch four.
I don't know, but a white guy?
No, black. And he got like the gold hair.
He got gold hair?
Yeah, like the blonde hair, man.
Yeah. Hey, listen, he's not going to be the reason. But listen, it's going to come down to LeBron. This is the legacy.
But everybody's talking about our bench ain't good. Like, I love our bench, man.
Your bench is all right. It just ain't as good as it was last year.
I think Ian Clark's better than Barbosa.
I forgot about Ian Clark.
Ian Clark's better than Barbosa.
I don't know about
Sean Livingston. Yeah, Barbosa just turned 40.
But Barbosa was clutch. Been there. Yeah. Ian Clark been there.
But I think, if you look at him right now, he's looking good, man. And he was there last year. So, you know, like I said, we got him. We have Livingston. We have Zaza or what's the name, whoever we bring off. McGee.
Right.
We got Iggy. You know what I mean? I think...
Is Iggy healthy?
Yeah.
Because if he's
everybody
not healthy,
healthy right now,
if he's not healthy, it's a problem.
Steph had a swollen elbow, but they were saying it wasn't affected shooting. So yeah, that's it.
Man, we're gonna see, man. What our goal is, folks, is to have a show in between each game, so that we can recap and I can gloat how I'm gonna be right in my. You know, predictions are coming to fact.
He's never right, so that's why I'm kind of glad he picked Cleveland now. Usually the team he picked lose. Feeling real good about our
At first, just so you know, if you guys haven't checked out on social media, earlier today I picked Golden State in 7. And then I got to thinking, and I'm going, I don't know if that's going to be the case, right? I don't know. I'm going to go with Cleveland in 6. But I think Cleveland will win the series, even if it goes to 7. I think it'll be harder in 7. But, yeah, that sounds weird. But I think it'll be harder to win in 7. But I'll still probably stick with them.
Well, I think, like I said, now the 7 thing is, because how much you think the NBA lost a lot of ratings and money these playoffs?
They say, you know, and who is who fucking knows? It's like, you know, they can tell you whatever, but they say ratings are up. How? I don't know, because I don't know anybody who was watching the playoffs. I didn't watch probably but maybe 3 or 4 halves of games, because it just was,
yeah,
they weren't interested.
Like you say, because every win seemed like it was about 20 points.
Yeah, it was over. So, most of them games were blowouts, you know what I mean, by halftime.
Yeah, you're right. That's another thing, you know what I mean? Do they want that game 7?
I don't want to subscribe to the fact, or I should say fact, to the rumor or the idea that it's all rigged. Because again, if it was, why did the fucking playoffs suck so much up till now? Why didn't they do something to make it a better playoffs?
So now, you don't think a lot of them calls in certain games are meant to keep games close as when?
I think this is what I think about calls.
You don't think the refs can control that?
I think home teams get more calls.
Yeah,
I don't know why. It's just, I think it's maybe human nature for the referee. You making it seem like, what's the name? Maybe it's just human nature that you're in someone's house. You're gonna wanna favor them a little bit more. Their crowd is egging you on for calls and stuff. You just kind of just get caught up in the moment, I guess.
We'll watch them. Because, like I said, I definitely think that it has a lot. You know what I mean? Like I said, one thing I kept noticing last year in the playoffs is every game that Klay Thompson came out hot, they fucking got him on the bench with some bullshit fouls. Or got him on the, you know what I mean? And that.
So he wasn't fouling anybody?
No, he wasn't. Come on, man. And like I said, I watched them. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm going to tell the truth on this. Come on, man. Let's
are you, wait a minute.
I'm going to tell the truth.
Well, let's
just
put
like
it on the record.
To tell me when you,
let's
just
put
like,
it on that record.
Just like when I got home, when you tried to tell me Draymond Green was yelling at what's his name. Man, that fool picked up the ball and then yelled. He was not looking at him, didn't look his way one time.
So and I didn't say, it didn't matter if he looked at him.
He wasn't yelling
He said,
at him.
Motherfucker. Who was he talking to?
He don't have
to
talk to nobody. When you get a turn, he's like, motherfucker. Let's go. Come on, man.
No,
why?
No.
You never said that?
No, not I did.
You didn't just say, motherfucker.
But yes, but I'm passively aggressively talking to the nigga.
You're in the game. You talking to me.
Stop.
You passively aggressively.
That's
bullshit. That was a bullshit ass call.
You just said you was going to be
out. I am. That was a bullshit ass call. And I would say it either way. That was a bullshit ass call. That was BS. So,
how quickly do you just go see? Hey, listeners, that was a clear example. This motherfucker is not gonna be able to be rational, and you're not gonna get any objective opinion from him about this series.
I am. You're gonna get a lot of them.
No.
You're gonna get all of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I'm gonna keep it real and tell it just how it is.
You just did.
You know what I mean? That was not a technical foul. He was not yelling at him. He picked up the ball. He never even looked his way. Not once. You know what I mean?
Everybody
just
in the
emotional.
World.
He was in the fucking in the meat of the moment. It was a turnover where the ball just went out. Motherfucker. That's what it was.
Motherfucker?
Yeah. That's what it was.
That's how you celebrate that. Hell yeah. Let's go.
You ain't never said motherfucker to
Yeah, I'm telling you,
okay,
yes.
Then,
but
he can't say it then.
I'm talking to the motherfucker though. You ain't even let me finish. I'm talking to the motherfucker. Yes, I have. And I've always been talking to that motherfucker. I just did whatever I was fucking
and
cheering
about.
And
you was looking
about.
At him, I'm sure.
No, I know. I'm looking to the side because I don't want to get a T. I'm trying not to get a T.
You get no T in playground
yeah,
ball,
Yeah, I don't want to get a T. I want to get a T. So I'm over here. So I got to look this way.
So there we go. See, that's what I'm saying. That go my story because now he want to, you know. But again, man, I think what's going to happen is I think we're better. I think we'll be better in enough defensive spurts in the game to win. You know what I mean? I think that when they start to get when we have those runs, I think we'll make more runs that they don't be, that they're not able to counter than they will, and that'll be the difference in the game.
Okay, well, we're gonna see. It's close to tip off time, so let's go on and just put this baby to bed, man. First game, who's winning tonight?
Golden State.
So you got Golden State tonight?
I got Golden State the first two.
Oh, so you're not losing at home?
I got Cleveland to go get game three. We'll win four and five.
I'm saying we. Hey, I ain't going to say we because we ain't we. Cleveland is going to win tonight.
What?
Cleveland tonight.
No, they're not coming into town and winning tonight.
Juice boxes. Come on, then.
Juice boxes. They
How
not
many
coming
of them?
To the town.
20. That's
not
standard
to
juice box.
To win
in game
not,
one.
Not game one.
Game
not
one. Pressure
not
on.
Not after that shit they talk.
Game
man.
One. Pressure on. Remember Christmas.
We ain't no punks.
Remember Christmas.
We ain't no punks.
Ho, ho, ho.
Remember when we came back after Christmas, beat that ass by 50.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy.
So, let's go.
All right.
We ain't no punks.
So, hey, there you guys got it, man. Until next time, we're going to go ahead and let this motherfucker roll. But it's going down, man. We about to get hyped. The game is about to start. We about to pop some brews, and we about to get after it.
Hey, let's go Dubs Warriors!
All right. Until next time, y'all.
F your team.
Deuces.